from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, for the first time in nearly a decade, New Jersey in 2024 recorded fewer than 2,000 drug overdose deaths for the year. Preliminary numbers suggest the number was actually less than 1,800, but officials say the drug crisis is far from over.
Jennifer Austin with the New Jersey Division of the Drug Enforcement Administration says last year alone, the DEA seized enough fentanyl, the synthetic opioid, to kill every American. And that's even scarier because the DEA isn't seizing even half of what's coming into the country.
You can order your drugs online, you can receive them online, and you can pay for them online.
Austin says part of the reason for declining overdose deaths is dosages are becoming less lethal. Criminals producing the drugs think they'll have less pressure from law enforcement if they're not killing their customers. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Authorities say they've recovered the remains of 55 of the 67 people killed in the deadliest U.S. air disaster since 2001. Divers still need to find the bodies of 12 more victims. They are committed to the dignified recovery of remains as they prepare to lift wreckage from the Potomac River as early as this morning. All six Democrats vying for governor in 2025 say New Jersey is just too expensive. At Sunday's Democratic primary debate at Rider University, North Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer said he will lower property taxes.
We're going to cut property taxes by about 15%. We're going to give seniors a break and make sure we have a rental rebate to help people who rent. And we're going to do everything we can to grow our state and bring more jobs here. We can do this. I'm a problem solver.
Gottheimer says he's the only candidate with a tax cut to tackle affordability in New Jersey. The primary is set for June 10th. An investigation is underway after the death of an apparently homeless man in a Jersey City fire. The blaze broke out in a makeshift shelter on Newark Avenue around 6 p.m. Friday night. After the flames were put out, officials found the body of a still unnamed man inside. The cause of his death not yet determined. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 602. Fast traffic is next.
Expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
All right, it's pretty chilly out there this morning. Temperatures 20s and 30s across most of the state, but hey, this afternoon, fairly mild. Highs 45 to 50 today with sun and clouds, a light breeze, and dry weather for your Monday. We'll see a few clouds linger tonight, maybe a sprinkle somewhere. Lows fall to around 40. Mid-40s tomorrow with a chilly breeze. That's going to be a noticeable nuisance. We'll see plenty of sunshine tomorrow, and then clouding up on Wednesday. We only reach the 30s. Our next chance for some snow and wintry mix moving in by Wednesday night. New Jersey weather made possible by Lollygon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lollygon, 866-LOLLY86. That's 866-LALLY86 or online at lollygon.com.
Right now, Newark, 28 degrees. It's 25 in Edison. Mount Holly, 29. Download our free app. Sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.